This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
There's so many stories to get to, and I wouldn't even know where to start. So I'm just going to start doing what I do. You know what I mean? First, head up to the website, therealside.com. Okay, you can watch live there. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can get involved in the live chat room. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on up there that you can get involved with. You can be part of, if you would. You know, you got people in there, like-minded people, as I like to say. People are on the same page as you. We say, no, it gets kind of boring. It does. It really is boring from time to time. You have to admit that. Because you really want people that come at things a little differently than you do. Right? At least I do. I want to hear what they have to say. I want to hear how they approach certain things. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. I love these kind of stories. You know, they're kind of a poke in the eye of those on the far left who have decided, you know, we don't need manners, we don't need anything, just give me my stuff and a discussion. Well, Chick-fil-A is beating every competitor, but not because they've got the best product out there, and I think they do. I think that, you know, I'm not a big chicken eater, if you would, but in this case, you know, when I have a chance to go to Chick-fil-A, when I'm a little hungry and I'm thinking I want some chicken, I'll go out of my way to go to Chick-fil-A. Are they sending us a check for all the times I've seen Chick-fil-A? Probably not, are they? God, somebody needs to call those people. Tell them what we're doing for them. Anyway, the secret. Anybody tell me, anybody who goes, can you tell me what the secret is? I've actually had heard people make fun of this. And I don't know why. Because I think I think this thing is a great idea. And actually, I very much enjoy it when I go through their drive-thru. The success is really simple. Now, this isn't Chick-fil-A saying this. These are outsiders that are looking at why they have such great success. It's really simple. It's please and thank you. When you go through the line, when you have the person waiting on you at the window, inside, outside, whatever, everything is a please and thank you and may I and can I. The chicken chain is statistically the most polite chain in the restaurant business. That's according to QSR Magazine's annual drive-through report. Employees at Chick-fil-A were the most likely of the 15 chains surveyed to say please and thank you. And to smile at the drive-through customers, Chick-fil-A workers were also as the second most likely to have a pleasant demeanor, only topped by the up-and-coming fast food chain, PDQ. What is PDQ? Pretty darn quick?
Probably.
Yeah. I've never eaten there. I'll tell you, that one place that we go for frozen yogurt, they say something that makes me nuts. You know what it is?
Have a smiley day.
Have a smiley day. That's right. What do I want to look like, a goon? Walking around with a smile on my face. No, I may not want a smiley day. I may not want to smile. I may want to look serious. Leave me alone. Don't tell me to have a smiley day. Anyway, The according to the report, Chick-fil-A employees said thank you 95.2% of the time in the drive-thru encounters, based on data from nearly 2,000 visits. Ooh, would you like to have that job? Right? We need you to go out today. Hit as many fast food joints as you can. And write down when they say please or thank you or whatever. That's cool. And they pay for it. Right? The people taking the poll pay for all this. For comparison, KFC had a thank you rate of 84%. McDonald's rate 78%. Putting it in the 14th place. Now, I got to tell you something. I have no problem with people of different countries and what have you wanting to work, you know, here legally wanting to work and what have you. The thing I can't stand is when I have to ask them to slow down because I can't understand them. They speak a different language. And you can tell they're trying very hard to speak English. And I get it. You know, many of you know I grew up in an Italian neighborhood. I got it. But I'd like to ask the managers a question. If you know this person has a hard time speaking English, a real hard time, why would you put them in the drive-thru? I just don't understand. I sat there one day at a place, and I wanted a tuna fish sandwich. This wasn't a fast food joint. This was like an independent place. And when I got and I had to say it to her three times. She kept saying, you know, you want two fish sandwiches. I said, no, I want a tuna fish. And when I got to the window, can anybody guess as to what I had in the bag? That's right. Two fish sandwiches. And I had to call the manager over, and the thing was exasperated. I could tell, you know, I could tell she was talking to the manager in a way like I wasn't speaking proper English, and we know I don't do that very well. But let me tell you what. Tuna fish sandwich is not that hard. Right? I mean, really, seriously. And then I got to pull around and wait. I know, my complaint. What can I tell you? Anyhow, so it was one of those crazy things that just don't put. If I got a manager from a McDonald's or something like that listening, you know what? I get it. You want them, you want to help. You want to help them expand their skills. Do it in the line right there in the store. That way you can quickly fix it. Not a big deal. I'm not driving away irritated because I have two sandwiches in the bag instead of one. And I'm not the only one. This happens all the time. It's all about speed and accuracy, but we know our customers appreciate that we can be nice while being first and fast and accurate. Mark, Senior Director of the Hospitality and Service Design, told QSR, eye contact and smiling go a long way in a drive-thru experience. They are correct. No, really, don't you like it when you don't feel like you're being rushed along like a piece of cattle? All right, we'll do more on this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying televisions.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that.
Everybody together. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And thanks so much for being here. I really do. I know there's a gazillion things you could be doing, which you've chosen to be with us, and we appreciate that. very much. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones about the show. And some of you know that social media has really, really taken a toll on a lot of conservative talk show hosts and that kind of thing. You know, I think that social media had a major league influence on the midterm elections. I mean, why they're so afraid? Why they're so afraid of this man called Trump? I don't know. I really don't. I mean, even Fox was negative, not negative on Trump as much as on election night. They called the election long before polls were closed across the country. You think about it. Fox at 9:30 at night was calling the elections, and on the West Coast it was only, what, 6:30? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's another hour and a half left for voting. How many people stayed home because they thought it was a useless cause, a lost cause? It's so wrong, and in so many ways. So I don't. Our outlet, our only outlets left, are people like me. I mean, I go down a list of people, but you know, you can find some of them on your own. But seriously, when you get to the point where you're not going to get this information anywhere else, but on the radio stations across the country, some of the secondary stations, and what have you, because the big stations are going to be in trouble too. So, you know, support guys like me. Not just me, but support guys like me. Chick-fil-A has taken pains to make its drive-thru strategy as customer-friendly as possible. And I was telling you about this earlier, right? They want you to be able to go through, right? Feel like you're being taken care of. Feel like the person cares about you. I mean, come on, you're buying, for all intents and purposes, a chicken burger, but give me a break. You still want to be treated like a human being, right? Not like cattle moving through quickly. So the chain has dedicated drive-through teams made up of compatible Chick-fil-A employees and sends employees with tablets out to the drive-through lanes to take orders when lanes begin to form. I've seen that happen. They'll have two or three people out there taking your order. You don't, obviously, you don't pay for it until you get up to the first person in line, but still, you kind of feel like you're there, and your order is truly ready for you when you get to the window. You don't have to wait an extra 30 seconds, because that'll kill you. I get it. While small pleasantries are easy to dismiss in a multi-billion-dollar restaurant business, these little things have played a key role in setting Chick-fil-A apart from the competition. I agree with that. I've never been to a Chick-fil-A where I had to ask three or four or five times what somebody was saying. Never, never. In 2015, Chick-fil-A generated more revenue per restaurant than any other fast food chain in the U.S. Ooh, that's terrible. Because we know what their owners believe. You know, remember, this was the nasty, terrible restaurant. So you're telling me that, look at all the Americans, look at all the people that must hate gay and lesbian people because they go to Chick-fil-A and eat. I've got friends of mine. I mean, gay friends of mine will say, look, I love Chick-fil-A. The owner has a right to believe what he wants to believe. I love their food, which is the way it's supposed to be. The chain's average sales per restaurant reached nearly $4 million. Why don't we own a Chick-fil-A, what do you call those things? Franchise. Wow. Who knew? Meanwhile, the average KFC sold $1 million a year. Analysts have said that the customer service is key to Chick-fil-A's success. Superior customer service drives higher sales per unit, contributing to the chain's ability to generate greater revenue than KFC, Pizza Hut, and Domino's combined. Wow. According to Chick-fil-A, the chain has the upper hand when it comes to customer service because it invests more than any other company in training its employees. You know, I believe that. It's obvious, and I believe that. I mean, a lot of these companies just throw somebody at the window and say, here, when I ask for a hamburger, give him one. The chicken chain's unique business structure in which each franchise is only allowed to open one Chick-fil-A location further allows for more hands-on supervision training. Wow, that I didn't know. But that's interesting. But if you think about it, seriously, don't you feel better when you're treated better? I mean, you want to go back when you're treated better, don't you? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, if you want a text message telling you that we're getting ready to start, we're going in, as they say, you need to text TRS to 313131. That's TRS to 313131. And you will get a text message that the show's going to start, what's coming up this week, that kind of thing. All right, here's a serious conversation. And it's just, it is amazing to me. And I know some of you abortion people are, pro-abortion people say, see, that's why we're right, you're wrong. You have the victim of Rotherham's child sex grooming gang has slammed a counsel for offering her rapist access to the son that he conceived during his rape attacks on her. Can you believe this? That's right. Sammy Woodhouse, 33, was just 15 when she gave birth to drug-dealing brute Arshad Hussein's boy. Right? She fell pregnant to him after he repeatedly raped her and was later jailed for 35 years for abusing up to 50 young white girls. Are you listening? He got 35 years in prison for abusing and raping 50 white girls. Rotherham council bosses in the town contacted Hussein, 43, in prison, offered him a chance to see his son behind bars. Sammy waived her anonymity, posting an emotional video on Twitter. She said, the story's about myself and my son and the man that raped me. And the fact that Rotherham council has offered him to apply for parental rights over my child is just disgusting. And it's true. Seriously, I mean, has this guy had like a major change in his life? This has happened all over the country. It needs to stop. Children are being removed, given to rapists, murderers, for the family to have access. Rape victims are also having to go to support centers to share access to see the men that raped them. Can you imagine what that must be like? We'll do more on this inside the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got to experience dragon's breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit wolfhillammo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. wolfhillammo.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort's plea deal with the Russia probe may be broken, but he may have an ace in the hole when it comes to those federal charges. Signaling a pardon is still a possibility for Manafort. The president tells the New York Post it's not off the table. He says he hasn't discussed a pardon, but he did ask a lawyer during an interview, why would I take it off the table? That as word emerges that the president's lawyers have been talking with Manafort's attorneys all during the time that Manafort has been talking with special counsel under the terms of his plea agreement. Prosecutors this week said Manafort has lied to them and violated the deal. The president wrote to the Mueller team that he was never told about WikiLeaks and the DNC emails, or the meeting at Trump Tower with the Russian lawyer. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We No. We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I appreciate the time you spent with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, give me your email. See, that's what happens when your mouth lags behind the brain, okay? So anyway, give me your email address, and we send out an email once a week, let you know kind of things we're going to be talking about. Some of the stuff coming up, we've got some great Christmas gifts that you can grab on there. One of them would be this freaky book called Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Still a kick to read. I have people telling me all the time, I call it a bathroom read. It's a short book. It ain't that big of a deal. And anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to be part of the conversation. And if you ever want me to, maybe there's a topic, a guest, a book that you want me to take a look at, you can send me a request to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. And, just give me the name of the author. Give me something to go on. Don't send me I get these emails like, Joe, you should do a story around how the solar panels are killing eagles and birds in the desert. Well, great. Yeah, because I know exactly how to hone in on that one. Just give me some idea. What was you driving down the road? You saw something. You saw an eagle fall from the sky in flames and you figured it was a solar panel. Help me out. Give me information, okay? Anyhow, talking about how right now it's happening in England. This is England, right? Did you look? You didn't look? Okay. I know. Anyway, a rape victim. Now, this fellow went to jail, the pimp, had been raping up to 50 white women on a regular basis. And what happens now they decided that this thing has a right to see the children that were born out of rape. So this woman gets to see this person. I try to be nice about this, but I can't. This woman gets to see this animal that raped her on a regular basis. All right? and now has to go through all that crap again in her head. I can only imagine what it's like. Obviously, I can't know what it's like. I can only imagine what it's like, and it's wrong. The children are being removed from their mom, given to the rapist or the murderer or whatever it is, to have shared custody or shared access while they're in prison. It's just nuts. One woman says, I'm calling on the government to change the law to ensure that rapists can't gain access to their children. Well, at least the ones conceived through rape. I'm asking public to join the campaign. You got to get women involved. I mean, listen, if we're all about the women, if we're all about how they feel, if we're all about how we want to help them, why wouldn't... Where were the feminists on this one? Right? And she has given up her anonymity because she wants people to know what was going on. You know, she's even been warned that she might have to face this serial rapist again in court. Think about that. The brave mother added, I was gobsmacked. We'll have to ask Aunt Xander what that means. I haven't got a clue. All right, it's an English term, obviously. What's that?
Utterly astonished.
Oh, well, then why did she say so? I was utterly astonished that the council knew what he did to me and other girls. They knew that he was behind bars and the risk to my son, and they didn't care. She said she was very angry and scared for her son. Campaigners described the decision as perverse, said it amounted to an offer to, listen. Can you imagine again? Now, I don't know. I have no idea of knowing. No way of knowing, right? But maybe the mom explained why dad wasn't in his life. Or her life. Right? No, come on. I mean, I want you to think about this. And now you've got to say, well, here, you have to make amends with your dad. You have to meet your real dad. The guy that raped me over and over again. Gee, Mom, why aren't you hugging on Dad? Gee, Mom, why aren't you nice to Dad? You know, it's really funny how the feminists go crazy over sexual assault. Right? Sexual innuendo. Whatever it is, they want to rip the guy apart. They want him to go to jail for life. Matter of fact, most of them just want him run over with a steamroller or something. Where are the feminists on this? Where's the outcry? Where's the rage? I can't even, again, I hate to say this, and I hate to sound like this. Yeah, maybe I don't. You ever did that to one of my daughters? Can you imagine? Some of us wouldn't give you a chance to go to court. Some of us would give you a chance to hang out in jail. And then if it gets to this point, and some grandfather or dad does something to the rapist, oh my God, you'd be calling him all kinds of names, wouldn't you? 855 Real, this stuff just is amazing to me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Let's move on to another stupid story. Some of the stuff you just sit there, come on, this can't be real. A Berkeley professor wants to nix student evals after white male professor scores higher. Well, we can't have the white male professors getting ahead on anything, can we? University of California, well, this explains it all. University of California Berkeley professor suggests scrapping the end of semester student evaluations for hiring, promotion, and tenure decisions after claiming that the grades and evaluations are biased against female instructors and people of color. All right, this is going to be good. Over the next few weeks, students will get a chance to evaluate their professors and their TAs. They're going to get it wrong. UC Berkeley history professor Brian DeLay tweeted on Sunday. They'll be harder on women and people of color than on white men. Why does he know that? No, really. I mean, what's he got, a crystal ball? If he's got a crystal ball, I want it. I want to know what the next lottery numbers are going to be. Wouldn't be wasting it on this stuff. Brian says in a series of tweets, he says, over the next few weeks, students will get a chance to evaluate their professors. They're going to get it wrong. They'll be harder on women and people of color than on white. whites. Okay. He said, in particular, they should help their students understand this. Several studies have revealed that the limitations of student evaluations of teachers, you know, Berkeley's Philip Stark, statistician and associate dean of mathematics and physical sciences, co-authored the study. He found, the set are biased against female instructors by an amount that is large. I still don't know why. Why are they biased? The bias affects how students rate objective aspects of teaching, such as how promptly assignments are graded. Well, why? Women are slower or something? What are you looking to be like that for? I mean, I can't understand what's the scream here. The bias varies by discipline and by student gender, among other things. And it's not possible to adjust for the bias because it depends on so many factors. Yeah, like the BS level in the room, right? He goes on to reference a study conducted by UC Berkeley statistics professor Philip Stark. Now, I want you to think about this. Why wouldn't you, what other reason would there be? What reason on the face of this God's green earth would there be for you not to want your students to evaluate you? Or students to evaluate a teacher as a whole? Right? I mean, what is it? Isn't there a Rate Your Teacher, Rate Your Professor website, something like that?
Several.
Yeah, I mean, you look at those, several of them. You look at those, and you can tell when the kids are just mad because they, the young students are mad because they didn't get the grade they were looking for, thought that they should get. And then you can tell the ones that are honest and true about the teacher that they had. You know, and he wants you to discuss and help them understand why the evaluations matter to people and how they impact their teachers' lives and how biased they can be because of their skin color and who they are. I'm sorry. Who's the one who keeps this alive? What group keeps this craziness alive? Yeah, you're right. It's those on the left. It's the hardcore left progressive professors that won't let this go. I'm Joe Bettini, your host. Listen to Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the SmartBP app.
That's one.
SmartBP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
SmartBP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of SmartBP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. SmartBP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With SmartBP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. SmartBP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's SmartBP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Pain
in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill. So what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361. Or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
Welcome back. I'm back. Hopefully you are too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And do you want, I want you part of the conversation. I may not agree with you. You may not agree with me, but at least we should talk about it, don't you think? I think that would be a good thing anyhow. It's just my idea. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening up there. You know, as I told you earlier, continues to happen. The social media outlets are really going after guys like me and other conservatives. So if you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can not only can you watch live, listen live, and take the poll there, but also there's a little button there for Patreon. You can go ahead and donate to the show. Take a look. If it's something you don't want to be part of, then you don't be part of it. See, unlike other things, we don't force you to do things here. Unlike the government, you know, things like that. Seriously. Anyway, you know, I was going to save this, but I think I'll do it now. Just because I know it's early in the hour and I know it's going to tee off a lot of people. I love that. You know, I got to tell you something. I'm one of those guys, I do like the trolls. I know that they're listening. I know that they're watching. And I know what stories make them nuts. So I specifically go after them. The Daily Wire is reporting that a mom who said that her six-year-old son is transgender is reporting that the dad disagreed with her, and now he might lose his son. I mean, you really think this is okay? A Texas father is fighting for his son in court after pushing back on his ex-wife's claim that their six-year-old is a transgender girl. According to court documents, young boy only dresses as a girl when he's with his mom, who has enrolled him in the first grade as a female named Luna. The father, however, contends that his son consistently chooses to wear boys' clothes and violently refuses to wear girls' clothing at home. And he identifies as a boy when he's with him. Talk about abuse. Now, I'm sure many of you are going to say this is abuse on the part of the father. But if the son wants to wear boys' clothes, then what? Are you supposed to force him to wear girls' clothes? Now, there you go. The Federalist reports that the mother had accused the father of child abuse in their divorce proceedings for not affirming James as transgender. She is looking to strip the dad of his parental rights. She's also seeking to require him to pay for the child's visits to a transgender-affirming therapist and transgender medical alterations, which may include hormonal sterilization starting at the age of 8. You know what? So many doctors, this is so irritating. So many doctors have come out and said, this is wrong. And for those of you who are listening who already hate me, let me give you more to hate you. This is just like child abuse, okay? Because their body is still growing. Their body is still forming. And the doctors even say they do not know what this is going to do to your children. They do not know the long-term effect of this. Your body needs certain chemicals to come together to produce stronger bones. Look, there is something wrong with you. If you actually think that from a chemical makeup, from a biological makeup, there's no difference between a male and a female body, maybe there's something wrong with you and not the rest of us. There are certain parts of the body that have to form, that need certain chemicals to form. You start blocking those chemicals, it's a lot more than just a gender. It's a lot more happening in that body that you don't know about. You do not have a right. And I'll tell you something else. I'm tired of hearing about how much guys like me hurt these kids over a period of time. Why is it that 92% of the kids that are left alone, they're work their way through this, always go back to the gender that they were born with, and they're quite happy? Why is that? I just did this the other night. You start embracing these things and pushing these kids. Why is it with the mom, and I already know how you're going to answer, but we'll go with the obvious. Why is it that when he's with the mom, all of a sudden he wants to wear dresses, but when he's with dad, he actually pitches a fit about wearing dresses and girls' clothes? Why do you think that is? The father now has legally been barred from speaking to his child about sexuality and gender from a scientific or religious perspective. God forbid we use science. Do you see how asinine that is? Those of you in the left that love to hold me because you know I'm a Christian and I believe in God and I believe that God created science and not the other way around. For those of you who want to come after me for this kind of stuff. So what is it? Science only applies when you want it to? Science only applies when you're comfortable with it? Are we serious here? And what about this? A father's been legally barred from speaking to his child about sexuality and gender from a scientific... Wow, so there's the government stepping in and telling you what you can and can't say. And from dressing his son in boys' clothes and said he has to offer both girls and boys' outfits, the boy consistently refuses to wear dresses, according to the father. The boy was diagnosed with gender dysphoria by a gender transition therapist. The mother, a pediatrician, chose for her son to see. Think about that. Now, what if the dad brought him to a specific... Will you do me a favor? Will you look up and see if it's... You know, in California, it's illegal to take your child to a psychiatrist that will try to convince them that they're actually the gender that they were born, right? See if Texas has that law. Pediatrician chose for her son to say, according to the therapist's notes, the boy chose to identify as a girl when he was in sessions alone with his mother. Alternatively, he chose to identify as a boy when he was in sessions alone with his father. Who's confusing who? The kid's not confused. The parents are screwing this kid up. It's what I said the other night. We're so concerned about them feeling good about themselves or wanting to fit in that we'll let them do anything. A dossier filed with the Dallas court says that under the skilled eyes of the therapist, the child was presented two pieces of paper, one with the word James and one with the word Luna, and asked to pick the name he preferred. When the appointment only included his mother, James selected Luna, when the name of the gender he uses at his mom's home. When the appointment was only with his father, however, James pointed to the boy's name, James, not the girl's name. Moreover, the father has collected testimony from parents of his son's friends and church leaders who say they have only seen a six-year-old identify as a male. So think about this. He's got all this proof that when the kid is not around mom, when he's around anybody else but mom, he refers to himself as a boy. He acts like a boy. He wants to be treated like a boy. But when he's around the mom, he strictly wants to be treated like a girl. What do you think of that? The boy's pastor, Christchurch Carlton Bill Lovell, said that based on the three occasions I've spent time with him, I'd say he actually looks unmistakably like a healthy six-year-old boy. I'm praying for him, an average six-year-old boy, a sweet-natured, intelligent, lovable, at this point particularly vulnerable young man caught up in this clash of worldviews. And listen, and the judge, the sad, sick judge, yeah, you heard me say it, is going to talk about allowing this mother to give this kid hormone blockers? On what planet does that make sense? His mother came to pick up the boys to take them to his brother's soccer game, recalled Sarah Scott, family friend and mother of three sons who are close with the boy. He hugged his dad and said, I love you. He refused to go to the soccer game as a girl with mom and stayed with his dad. That evening they came to our house. Needless to say, the gender dysphoria diagnosis is being contested by the boy's dad. Walt Heyer, author, we've had him on the show, author of Trans Life Survivors, a former transgender female, warns that potential diagnosis could ruin the boy's life. Similar to what he went through after he was secretly cross-dressed by his grandmother. Walt's been on the show. He's talked about how he felt more accepted when he dressed up in female clothing by his grandmother. And he wanted to make her happy. Think about that. You want to talk about being confused? You want to talk about real dysphoria? Real confusion? The diagnosis is critical because labeling a child with gender dysphoria can trigger a series of physical and mental consequences for the child, and it has legal ramifications. Get it wrong, Heyer writes, at the federal, the boy's life is irrevocably harmed. If that parent is allowed to give that kid chemical hormone blockers, chemicals that will change the way his body develops, that should be a sin. That should be illegal. The boy's precious life, you know. So let's say we let nature, let's take God out of the picture. Not that we can, but let's just do it for hilarity's sake. Okay? Let's take God out of the picture. Let's just take this down the road of just science, straight science. Born as a male, got all the male parts, right? But mom likes it better when he looks like a girl, when he acts like a girl, obviously. Just look at the case. Even a psychologist, this person went to school for years for this. Even a psychologist sees that when he's with mom, he picks up the female name. When he's with dad, he picks up the male name. When he's with anybody but mom, he wants to be a boy. So why would you give him drugs to keep him from being a boy? And as I started to say, when he gets older, if he decides he wants to be a girl, let him go for it. When he's older. And I don't mean nine. All right. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. You know, a lot more coming up in the next hour. I'm not telling you. You got to come back. I'm going to surprise you. You don't want to come back? You'll miss out. I'm Joe Messina. Listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the next hour.